الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وأزواجهم الحور العين على خلق رجل واحد على سورة أبيهم آدم 60 ذراعا في السماء متفق عليه. So we are in this chapter of the great ni'mat of Jannat, which Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the people of Jannat, the people who bring Iman on Allah Ta'ala and who have prepared accordingly also. We read of the great ni'mats which Allah Ta'ala had, Allah Ta'ala has prepared, that the first group of people who will enter Jannat, their faces will be beaming with light, with joy, and with great radiance, like the 14th full moon when it is in its great splendor. Like that it will be made out from their faces, and then the various groups that will come after that in the various, with the various other light and radiance on their faces. And also that there won't be any napaki, any urine, any going to the toilet or anything of that sort, blowing one's nose or spitting, etc. Nothing of that will be there. And they will have beautiful combs that will be made of gold, in and other narrations of silver, which is a different Jannat also. And the perspiration that will come from the body will be of musk. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, أَزْوَاجُهُمْ الْحُورُ الْعِينَ, and their partners, their wives, will be the Hurul Ain of Jannat. According to other narrations, the next narration that we will be reading, that at least minimum two women of this world will be their wives. That is, the daughters of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the women of this world. From there also we gather that we have to make a great effort on our wives also, that they qualify to enter into Jannat. There will be other men, for example, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam will have more wives, all his wives which were in this dunya. Besides that, Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, Hazrat Asiya alayhi salam, who was the wife of Fir'aun, they will be all the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as well. But the minimum a person will have will be two wives of this world and 72 of the Hurul Ain. And the beauty of this Hurul Ain cannot be imagined also. As we will read in front also, a person will be able to see right into their heart, into the marrow of their bones, which shows their great purity also, and it will show that what love and loyalty they have for their husbands as well. And these Hurul Ain are so beautiful, and in every aspect Allah has made them so wonderful that, for example, if one drop of the saliva has to fall into the oceans of this world, all this water which is so salty will become sweet immediately. So that we can imagine somehow what the sweetness will be. Their beauty will be such that a person, a man, will look at them, their husband, and will stare at them for 40 years in amazement of how beautiful they are. And then they themselves will say that, is there only to be looking? Isn't there anything else to be done after looking? So we can imagine that what their great beauty will be. If just one part of the finger has to come into this world, the sun and the moon will appear to be very dim and without any light. So much light will be in there. And when they will be a person's partners forever, and as in other narrations Allah Ta'ala will say to the people of Jannat, now go to your wives and become intimate with them. Allah's pleasure also, and Allah is fully permitting it also, what great enjoyment and pleasure they will have there. Then, ala khalqi rajulin wahidin, and Allah Ta'ala will make them like one person. That is, there won't be anyone who is very tall, anyone who is very short, anyone who is very fat, or anyone who is very thin, or anything. They will be more or less, they will be all different of course, but they will be more or less like one, and they will be made extremely handsome also. And the beauty of the woman will increase all the time in Jannat as well. And so will the handsomeness of the man increase all the time. Not like in this world, a person reaches his prime and then he starts becoming old. And in old age, how a person looks again. Everything is lost again. So in Jannat, it won't be like that. It will be life forever. And a person's handsomeness, the man's handsomeness, the beauty of the woman will just increase all the time. Ala surati abihim, and they will be in the form of their father, the great great grandfather Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was not made of the material of this dunya, but was made of in Jannat. Allah Ta'ala had created Adam alayhi salatu wassalam in Jannat, so his beauty we cannot imagine, also his handsomeness, and like that will be the children of Adam. سِتُونَ ذِرَاعًا فِي السَّمَاءِ, and they will be 60 cubits tall. Their height will be 60 cubits, and that is about 30 meters. We might wonder that this big size, but when Jannat will be so big, we in this dunya, which is extremely, extremely, extremely small compared to Jannat. So if a person has to have this size of his body here in Jannat, he will appear like a very, very, like a midget, like something very insignificant. When Jannat is so big, Allah Ta'ala will make the people of Jannat also so big. And we are now at the moment, we might find it a bit awkward to understand or to accept that being so tall, 30 meters tall, but there it will be just natural, like here. And in fact, when we are there and we will think of our lives in this dunya, that we were like so small, we were like nothing, and we will feel like we were inferior in this world. Though now we accept it all, that we are about 1.6 meters, 1.7, 1.5 meters. But in Jannat, it will be fully acceptable and understood that the people there will be so big, and they will be there to enjoy forever, and never ever to become sick also, never ever to become tired. A person will sleep and enjoy his sleep, but not due to tiredness will he sleep. He will not feel hungry as such, and suffer pangs of hunger. No, without that pangs of hunger, he will enjoy the fruit of the food of Jannah. There will be all types of food, all types of fruit, all types of enjoyment, and it will be forever. And a person won't have to work for anything in Jannah. Everything will be ready found. Whatever he wants, the fruit also will be ready found, and the quality of the fruit of all the ni'mas of Jannah. And again, we have to remind ourselves that this is the time to prepare for it. It's not just going to fall like that, but Allah has put us in this world not just to pass our time, not just to earn our dunya. We have to earn our dunya, and we have to do it also how Allah has shown. And when we do it with that, in that way, with the correct intention, then that also becomes ibadat. And then together with that, we have to fulfill the ibadat and the commandments of Allah and strive for deen and do all our duties. So this is the place of hard work. And the qabr will be the place of sweet sleeping. And Jannat will be the place of great enjoyment. May Allah make it there like that for us and prepare us for that great and honorable place, and let us enjoy that with all our families and all our associates and everyone that we love. Wa akhiru da'wana.